Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, as they work with startup ag entrepreneurs trying to give them a better chance at success. A case in point, says KCARD Executive Director Larry Snell, is Brooks Meats in Northern Kentucky, a custom retail meat business.
Basically, we have worked with them for, I believe, 3 years. We did a business management and operations analysis of their business, made some recommendations for some positive changes in their business. We followed up updating their current business plan, and currently we're working with them on better inventory management.
Snell says some of the startups have had some business experience, some have not, and they try to make sure that all of them have all the tools they need, like a strong inventory procedure.
Business owners have to realize that inventory, whatever the items are that they're carrying, is necessary to their business, that it is cash to them, and it certainly needs to be tracked, accounted for, and also it's vital that you know what you have on hand before you reorder. So we're working with Brooks Meats on that. We're also, they're developing new products that we're helping them with some marketing ideas, helping them introduce their products.
Sometimes the potential business concept is faulty, and KCARD will advise clients to abandon a particular plan. Most often, though, their clients have a strong rate of success. We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
In its most recent monthly update, KCARD listed a variety of types of clients, but there were several in the custom meats category. Snell says that's understandable when you think about it.
Well, this is a livestock state, forage state, so many of the livestock are processed locally. Certainly having our own USDA-inspected processing facilities add a lot of revenue to the family farm, whereby they can grow the animal, have it processed locally, and it's certified that it can be sold USDA, packaged and everything, to local consumers.
But whatever type of agribusiness venture is envisioned, KCARD stands ready to help.
We want to do everything we can to grow agriculture here, provide better markets, marketing situation, facilities, businesses, local homegrown businesses that will employ people and mean something to the communities they're located in.
Learn more online at kcard.info. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.